Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be an incredibly jam-packed Friday transmission of the highest import, obviously. It is already the second day of March 2012. In the last month, over and over again, I said that I saw clear evidence of a purge coming against what is seen as anti-establishment. There are power struggles within the left and right Democratic Republican Party kind of servant class of the big offshore megabanks. And a lot of the different power structure media people hate each other for whatever reasons. So they're struggling like two different mafias over the switches. And there are some people who actually believe in their ideology and who do not like corruption, like Andrew Breitbart. And I had said, get ready, I'm seeing different telltale signs, a whole spectrum of them, and calls for staged terror attacks to be blamed on opposition to Obama. That's public memos. That I'm saying that we're entering a prime zone for political purging. Then you saw Judge Napolitano axed. Then you saw Pat Buchanan, same week, axed, MSNBC. There is all sorts of scuttlebutt I'm getting from behind the scenes from big folks in talk radio that they're getting major pressure to back off Obama and to back off criticisms of government-run health care. Because Obama is so unpopular. I mean, he's in free fall, and he's the establishment's guy. Who's who they put the money on? And Obama has been smart. He's pumped hundreds of billions of dollars, well, trillions to the big foreign banks, but hundreds and hundreds of billions to every big city mafia there is. Acorn was just one small part of that, where they sing $8 to $10 billion a year. And so Obama wouldn't even need to call the hit on Breitbart. He wouldn't even need to have his mafia handlers, the Chicago mob that runs him publicly, on record. I mean, look at all his associates. They wouldn't even need to call for the hit. He wouldn't even need to say, boy, it'd be great if Breitbart went away. It just happens because Breitbart made so many enemies because he knew how to go out with undercover reporters and infiltrate these groups and just absolutely destroy big city machines. And you can say he did it because he was moral. You can say he did it because he was competitive and wanted to be number one. You cannot deny that big mainline Republicans do not go after the big machines. Because back in the 80s and things, Republicans and Democrats would blow each other's aircraft up. I mean, there have been so many cases of senators, House members being killed. There's a reason politics got, you know, the rhetoric's heated, but when it comes to going after real corruption, they can. It's like Fast and Furious. I told you 6 months before it happened, I said, if they keep calling the attorney general in, he's just going to say, hey, Bush was doing the same thing, shipping guns into Mexico, which was going on under other programs. We reported on it almost 7 years ago with inside sources like Sully Castile, former DEA agent. The difference is Bush didn't blame the Second Amendment with it. Bush was shipping them down there to try to control different cartels because the big banks are laundering the money. Obama went one step further because they are radical. They want a hot takeover of this country. They went from using Homeland Security, quote, on the Muslims to gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. So I'm not saying Republicans good, Democrats bad, Republicans bad. I'm saying there's fights in the power structure. And now the consensus is emerging, we'll cover it after the break, that of course Andrew Breitbart was killed. Of course he was. Of course he was. Now the smoking gun has come out. Not only did he say he was going to release this video that would destroy Obama and other material dealing with communist connections, But he did something more. He was going to release.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are massive geopolitical developments taking place. Huge developments in the economy with Bernanke saying we're headed towards the edge of a cliff. Yeah, and they've been pushing us the entire time so they can destroy society and buy everything after pennies on the dollar. There are admissions of plans for civil unrest and the arrest of political dissidents. All of this is coming out. Everything is being revealed because we're right up to the uncloaking point of the takeover by a global corporate fascist system through the giant big government systems that these corporations have lobbied for and that they've got their personnel in place for. Of course, Sheriff Arpaio is bringing out what we exposed a year ago, and that is that the long-form birth certificate is a forgery. It is a fake and a bad fake, a ridiculous fake. And, of course, we have videos out there and reports with millions of views and reads breaking that down. I've had listeners saying, cover it, cover it, cover it. We've been covering. And the fact that Arpaio is covering it, what does that signify? But the birth certificate issue and the fact that his forensic team says that it's a clear fraud, in fact, a shoddy fraud, as I said when all of this first happened. That day we did an analysis that turned out to be absolutely on target. We were the first to notice it was in multiple layers, not just in the program, but had been created in layers. That shoddily done. And so, yes, it's back, and people aren't believing it. People aren't believing anything that comes out of this liar in chief. Everything Obama does is a lie. He is a mafia frontman for the Chicago mob. There is no doubting that. Now, I'm going to get into Andrew Breitbart, but there is a connection between the birth certificate and Andrew Breitbart's untimely death. And big breaking news on that front. And I'm going to go over it right now. You know that the White House, 1 week before the release of Where's the Birth Certificate by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, the guy that swift-boated John Kerry. So the system's scared of him. Multiple number one New York Times bestseller. And the information in that book was accurate. That's why they were so scared of it. When Corsi was about to release that book through WorldNet Daily, 1 week before, the White House, after 2+ years of not releasing it, released the birth certificate. And there are sworn affidavits on record from people that worked in that Bureau of Vital Statistics in Hawaii that said they'd looked. It was not there. The colleagues had looked. It was not there. The governor had told multiple newspapers that he'd gone in to put it to bed, and you know, because the governor's allowed to go in and look at that and not show it to the public, but at least say, I've seen it, and it wasn't there, and that it was going to be a big issue. That came out months before. So this had built to a head. On top of that, Bush, during the campaign, even though he was leaving office, turned out diplomatically at the U.S. ambassador to Kenya, say, please go look at his birth certificate, and they said, it's been removed, probably destroyed. Now, folks, that's hiding in plain view right there. That's 1+1=2. Not even 2+2=4. It's so easy. In fact, it's not even 1+1=1 or 2. It's just looking at the number one. It is as plain as the nose on your face. This is not rocket science. If it was removed, and they believe criminally, and destroyed, then he was born in Kenya. Because it's not going to be cut out of the book if it wasn't there. If he was born in the United States, in Hawaii, it wouldn't be cut out of the book in Kenya. And then Corsi flies over there to see this and gets arrested. Put on house arrest in his hotel room for 3 days till he can fly back. Because there's a new sheriff in town. Obama's the president now. He put his cousin Odinga in charge, a known communist / Muslim. And when Odinga couldn't win the presidency, the emails are public when Senator Obama told him, have your people riot and then demand a seat in government. So they created a prime ministership just for Odinga. This is all on record. So, yes, we've covered this ad nauseum. Because I saw this meme on the comments on YouTube and on my site. You're not covering it. You're covering up the birth certificate. And quite frankly, I'm not somebody who's prodded into covering something unless I've already covered it. And, well, I see some new facets and then I discuss it. Or maybe it's COINTELPRO on purpose. You know, Alex works for Obama. He's covering up for him. I mean, I see that as a meme out there. Or I work for the Russians because I've gone on Russian TV. It's like I've gone on Japanese and British TV. It's just, it's back when I was exposing 9/11 as a false flag event, used to take our liberties any way you cut it, people would say, he was secretly trained in Afghanistan. He's a Muslim and all this stuff. I mean, it's just, it's cartoon level. The traitors are the megabanks. That's the big threat. Okay? I'm an American. I'm as American as you can get. So Americana, my pedigree is ridiculous. And I won't even get into it here. You don't get more USA, more America than Alex Jones. It just doesn't happen. And I think that's the reason historically, genetically, everything that I'm here today fighting the New World Order. Because I didn't pay attention to my pedigree when I was first waking up to liberty. I didn't like tyranny. And there's a reason. My ancestors didn't like tyranny by Mexico. My ancestors were at the heart of founding this state. My ancestors were at the heart of the Mayflower on both sides of my family. My ancestors were at the heart of the Revolutionary War against the British. My ancestor was at the heart of inventing the stock exchange. My ancestors were at the heart of every big movement and every big change for good. There's a lot of truth to what the elites say about who your ancestors are, where you come from. But the elites, they come from inbred psychopaths who are always sucking off of everybody. My ancestors are people that resist tyranny unto death and never back off and never falter. If people think the death threats I get and the dirty tricks and the state police making more than 10 calls in the last 3 days to my local affiliate trying to get me kicked off the air, if you think that'll make me back off or be scared, you got another thing coming, you anti-American globalist traitorous garbage. But it is a flaming joke when people say I am anti-American. America is the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, private property, the family, due process of law. That's what America is, and it grows out of the Magna Carta in England, 1215, paid for in blood. Freedom is not free. It's just that simple. And I will tell you now, before I get to the huge news on the Breitbart front, that the consensus from multiple national talk show hosts I've talked to and from others in media that are very close to the late Breitbart, I will leave it at that. About as close as you can get, I'll just leave it at that. The consensus is he was murdered behind the scenes. And the consensus is, without anybody even having discussed things, forget the maneuvers, go straight at them. Everybody's just going to intensify, and nobody's backing off. And if the system thinks killing him is going to make everybody run, they got another thing coming. If they do start killing, if you start seeing people like Matt Drudge die, people like Michael Savage die, people like myself die, and others, you know there's a purge going on. And do whatever you think you need to do at that point. I happen to know that Michael Savage has a whole bunch of bodyguards. I think I knew this a long time ago, and it confirmed it from other sources. Now he's in the news saying he told Breitbart to get bodyguards, and he basically has them. And I don't care, but Watson was playing me the audio this morning. He reads our articles in full on air and never even says where they come from, and then complains that Rush Limbaugh and others rip him off, which they do. But I only listen to Savage because I don't have time. He is an interesting talk show host, very intelligent. I think he's the best of the big mainstream hosts out there. I don't agree with a lot of what he says or does, but he is a very intelligent person. And he just reads our articles every day on air and never gives us credit, which is fine because all I care about is getting the info out. But then a caller calls in and calls me, you know, a globalist agent, and Savage doesn't disagree with him. I mean, that's really uncool to read our articles every day on air and then let a caller claim I'm like a commie or something. I mean, that's just not right. But the point is, Savage, this is no one has reported this, broadcast from six different locations and is hiding and wearing disguises running around and believes people are trying to kill him. And I think it's true from what I've been told and heard. Savage has bodyguards and broadcasts from six different locations and drives around in armored cars, basically, and is even afraid most of the time to go out on his boat now, which is his favorite thing. That's why he lives in San Francisco. I mean, not me. I'm not going to live like that. I went and spoke to 800 people and 1,100 people and no security, no bodyguards. You know, the venues had their little security guards like ushers. Because I'm not going to live in fear. Now, I mean, I understand the strategy of, you know, surviving and being able to cover things, but I'm not, you know what, I'm just not, you know what, I'm 100% straight on to the New World Order. I'm coming in hard, and that's the end of it. I'm charging, and that's what I'm doing, because that's the only thing that feels good. And the minute I start giving in to fear, I just can't handle it. I'm all in, my family, me, everything, not compromising, not backing off. Because there's a power structure in this country, and the Republicans want America to be this big empire and corporate welfare and the rest of it. But the Democrats are the side of the New World Order that really do want to break up the whole family, re-education camps, Che Guevara, total takeover. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why, finally, from Michael Savage to you name it, they're coming out saying that clearly Breitbart was killed. Because Breitbart was going to release the fact that Obama is a terrorist. He was going to release it yesterday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have 2 law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
IRS, the 3 most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
All right, we're back live here. This situation with Breitbart dying is extremely suspicious. He went into a bar in his neighborhood and had reportedly 2 glasses of red wine. Did not appear to have any health problems or to be drunk. He had a political discussion with a big advertising executive that he just met, who's on record in the news, talking about it, and left. And then collapsed, taken to the hospital, and they say he was dead. Now, he did have some heart problems in the past. People do die at 43 sometimes, though it's rare. But here's the deal. We now have had time to forensically go over this, which others aren't doing. That's why we're breaking all this. And if you go to DrudgeReport.com, who's covering it, the top story at DrudgeReport.com is the Breitbart. Wait till they see what happens March 1st. And again, we'll put that article up on screen for viewers. But if you go to the Drudge Report, you can see it up there in the top left-hand corner. Andrew Breitbart, wait till they see what happens March 1st. He said that about a week before he died. Also, they're doing what they were supposed to do now. See, another big telltale sign that this was some kind of assassination is that within 2 hours of he being dead, within 2 hours of him being dead, they said natural causes, LA Times and others. And then they said, well, we don't know why he died, but it's natural causes. Within 2 hours, and that was being put out. That is always the telltale sign. You noticed with every other death, whether it's Michael Jackson or whether it's Whitney Houston, it takes weeks, if not maximum 6 days, like Whitney Houston. So out of the gates, it's natural. Now, a couple of weeks before, in early February, he says, I'm going to release footage of him in college palling around with the weathermen and people like that. And there's a new article at Infowars.com. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. This just broke. Obama's weather underground friends wanted communist dictatorship set up in America. And it shows them hanging out with the guy that openly called for this. The footage that Andrew Breitbart planned to release just hours after his ultimate death would have proven hugely damaging to President Obama's reelection hopes because it shows Obama fraternizing with weather underground terrorists whose goal it was to set up a communist dictatorship inside the United States. Now, the Breitbart site is saying that it will be released soon, and the Associated Press is also picking up on that. But will it be the full footage? It's kind of like Eyes Wide Shut. The director had final cut. He refused to cut 24 minutes of it. Stanley Kubrick, and he died of a heart attack the day after he refused and said he would sue them if they didn't go along with it. What did it show? Elite families engaging in human sacrifice, which we know that type of stuff goes on. That's just what the elites are into. Oh, in fact, I've got an article about that today we'll be covering later in the mainstream news. So all of this is going on. He says, I'm going to release footage. I'm going to release this footage soon. He comes out. He says this. He says, I'm going to release this footage. It's going to really hurt Obama. We're going to vet him this time. This time we're going to look at his real past. Obama is pumping trillions to foreign banks. Obama is giving billions here, $500 million there, billions to Acorn, half billion to this group who never built a single energy system, alternative energy system, just total looting, total payoffs, shipping guns into Mexico that's killing cops, killing Border Patrol, killing thousands of Mexican citizens, they estimate, shipping narcotics in. That's in the federal court cases, Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, months after we broke it. And now, this group of known mafia criminals who killed cops, who exposed Oklahoma City as an inside job and threatened others that I've interviewed. You quit investigating our involvement or you and your wife are dead. This is the type of stuff that's got the system scared. Because if we just start standing up to the bullies and saying, okay, go ahead and kill me. What you going to do? They can't get us all. And let me tell you, this is going to backfire on them. All the Arkansides and the rest of it. You know, when I was like 7, 8 years ago, Rush Limbaugh started talking nice about Bill Clinton and saying, oh, I met him in a steakhouse. He's nice. Bill Clinton started saying nice things about him. So when you get to that superpower level, these guys start getting scared and they want to play patty cake with each other. But if you're an Alex Jones, if you're a Michael Savage, if you're an Andrew Breitbart, if you're a Matt Drudge that they can't control, you are enemy number one. I mean, look, it's come out that the White House spies on Matt Drudge and his website, Homeland Security, that he sets the media agenda, and they don't like that. Let me tell you, pray for us all, folks, and if anything happens to
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now remember, the White House even came out a week before the release of the book exposing that he didn't have a birth certificate, and the governor saying he'd gone to look for it, it wasn't there, and all the rest of it. They release it. The White House releases it because they were so concerned. Then they had Vanity Fair announce that the book had been discredited and recalled, that they were offering everybody's money back as a black op to really try to kill the book and bankrupt the publisher. Because you don't just pay for the recall. They were saying full retail value. So you sell it for $10 to the bookstore. They sell it for $25. You're totally out the money. They tried to create a run on recall, the reverse of a run on a product. And so undoubtedly, Andrew Breitbart signed his own death sentence, and it's been declassified. The CIA, but also huge corporate hitmen groups, many different nations. There are scores of different chemicals and compounds that metabolize out by the time they kill you. And they can tailor them for health problems you've already got. I mean, this is on record for 100 years. They can throw nicotine on you, and it will go through your skin. The mobster general, if you're wearing a glove, though, because it gets on them, it'll kill them. Pure nicotine, it'll go right through the skin, make you have a heart attack, especially if you've got heart problems. They could put, shake their hand, and they've got thin gloves you can't even see, and they just put it on there, shake your hand, person goes, takes the little glove. It's a one-side glove off. Boom. Now, this is all on record. So he goes in a bar by his house where they know he goes almost every day, talks to people, gets that drink, drinks two glasses of wine, goes home to go to sleep to release the footage. And by the way, I've been pointing this out since yesterday, and now talk show hosts are repeating it because it is common sense, but they're leaving something out. Everybody's saying if they release all the footage and release his communist connections to terrorists and the fact that he hung out with terrorists and is basically a terrorist, communist terrorist, if all this is released, then we know it wasn't a hit. Folks, it was supposed to be released. Now listen to me, because you're getting breaking analysis here that I've seen no one else say. It was supposed to be released, he said, yesterday, March 1st. Now, Fox News and others are reporting that the Breitbart folks they had on Hannity last night are saying it'll be released within 2 weeks. Why do you need 2 weeks to release something that was going to be released yesterday? You better believe an organization that big will be infiltrated. You better believe that people are being offered things. People are being threatened. Because this is about trillions of dollars and who gets it. The Republicans are just as bad in many cases as the Democrats. But they fight with each other over being in charge so they can distribute all of that largesse in different nepotism ways and others. You know, Congress people say, well, we're allowed to insider trade. We're allowed to pass laws to give government contracts to companies we own or that we're principals in or that our wives or brothers or cousins own. Of course, it's illegal, but Congress gets caught doing it. And they say, well, we're just allowed to now. We're allowed to torture. We're allowed to launch wars without congressional approval, Obama says. We're allowed to have anti-gun regulations that aren't law, the ATF said last year. We just do what we want now. Or the UN says I can. You see, once they start getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we let them get away with getting rid of a few of them, now they're getting rid of the entire Bill of Rights. They're like, well, sky's the limit. And here's the big question I want to ask everybody. Everybody listen to me very, very carefully. This is important. In fact, do me a favor. Kurt Nemo is right next to us in his office. Will you call him in here, please? Because I meant to tell him this before the show, and I got stuck in other meetings. So just call Kurt in here. We'll have a total transparency meeting right now in front of everybody. Okay, he's at lunch. Oh, that's right. I saw him updating and doing stuff this morning. That's right. He's out doing stuff right now. Get me Watson on the line. Get me Watson on the line right now here on air, please. Thank you. I'm going to say this here in front of the whole world right now. Because Obama demanded the NDAA and demanded that the section be added by the senators to allow him to secretly arrest, torture, disappear, kill Americans. In fact, guys, I meant to have you pull this up. We'll just do all this on air. Type in The Atlantic. That's a big liberal establishment publication in Google Web, type in The Atlantic, and the headline, Why Obama Can Kill Americans. Why Obama Can Kill Americans is from October of last year, 2011. It's just one of hundreds, but that's the first one that comes up. The Atlantic, Why Obama Can Kill Americans. And they go on to explain, before the NDAA was ever passed, that Obama was killing citizens overseas, without judge, without trial, without declarations of war, and that his lawyers argued then, we can kill citizens even in the U.S. without ever even letting anybody know. Now, because there is a NDAA, because there is a National Defense Authorization Act, just because it even exists, there it is, a secret memo that explains why Obama can kill Americans. The Atlantic. The Department of Justice produced it prior to the assassination of Anwar al-Awlaki, but they won't release it. Well, they've said publicly, we'll kill citizens for any reason, including if they don't turn their guns in. They said they can kill anybody. They said they can kill a million people. The president is God. He can launch wars without congressional approval. He can torture people. He can do anything. This is just like Hitler announcing he was the Führer, der Leader. Now, Obama demands in the NDAA, listen to me carefully here. This is important. I'm risking my life to tell you this. The NDAA, Obama demanded by Senator Graham, Williams, Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, of course, Senator Joe Lieberman, Senator John McCain, and others, and they're on record. We played the clips at nauseam. It's been all over the news. He demanded that the provision for him to arrest, kill, torture, disappear, black bag, no one ever knows where Johnny goes. Nobody knows where your wife goes. Nobody knows where you go. He demanded and said, I'll veto if it's not in there. And then when Obama came out and said, I'm going to veto this. This is terrible. Take it out. The senators came out and said, you are the one that demanded this. Here is the White House legal letterhead where your lawyer said you wanted this. And Obama said, well, I did, but let's not discuss it. I'm still going to veto it. That way that killed opposition because people are like, well, he's going to veto it. We shouldn't have fight it. That kills debate. It passes. He signs it as I told you he would do. Now, listen to me carefully. And again, this is teleprompter free. I'm drawing all this data up right out of my memory. You can go look up everything I'm saying here. That's why sometimes there's fits and starts here because this is real analysis here. This isn't a big scripted deal. This is research. Carl Levin came out. They all came out and said, we were ordered by the White House to do this. And everybody's like, Alex, stop saying Obama's going to sign it. He promises to not sign it. And people were shocked when he signed it. I know their tricks. It's military. It's military to say ceasefire and then launch your offensive during the ceasefire. Everything they do is pure deception, pure evil. If you're going to kill 10 people, why not kill a million? If you're going to rob one bank, why not rob 50? If you're going to torture kids in Abu Ghraib in front of their parents with battery acid, raping them, why not do it to Americans? You're dealing with abject criminals whose back is against the wall, who have engaged their new world order, and by sheer momentum think they're going to carry it out, imploding countries by design, announcing private world government, announcing censorship, announcing federalization of all police. The state police are so bold, they're calling up trying to get my show shut down on 590 a.m. in Austin because I dared send reporters out and cover a fleet of gunboats they're buying against the people. They're calling the hosts. They're calling the producers. They're calling up trying to intimidate people. Why would they do that? Because they've been given a green light. This ain't America anymore. They've been told, you're little Pol Pots. You're little Kim Jong-ils. You're little Hitlers now. Now get out there and crack heads. Get out there and taser. Get out there and boss. Get out there and brutalize. Get out there and scare them. Get out there and let them know, we own this country now. We work for foreign banks. Hoorah! Down with America. Yeah, well, America says down with your new world order. And it's time for police and military and all the rest of you to really start speaking out. If you stand for this country when the evil's out in the open, when the president takes orders from the UN and sits on the Security Council illegally, violating Article 1, Section 9, which is high treason, when they're killing people out in the open the day they're supposed to release stuff, and then tell us like children, nothing to worry about within an hour and 50-something minutes of him being dead. That's the telltale proof right there they killed him. And then, of course, it came out. He was going to release it as a surprise yesterday. Of course it came out. It shows Obama with top communist killers and known bombers. Of course it does. Who do you think the New World Order's got working for him? Obama's so blackmailed, he'll do whatever he's told. That's why Rahm Emanuel, the Chicago mob boss now, the man in Chicago, in meetings, literally cracks his knuckles and tells Obama to shut up in front of congressional delegations, shocking everyone. Because Obama's nothing but a dirty little commie New World Order stooge with a bunch of New World Order CIA parents. Because they don't work for America. They work for the foreign banks that want communism to get rid of our private property to hand it over to George Soros and the rest of them. And I told you that the Murdochs would flee England. They're selling their houses. They're pulling out. They've got their whole family out of England. Told you weeks ago that was going to happen. They fled yesterday. I told you they may indict them here. This is a purge. This is a Stalinistic purge that they are beta testing right now in America, and they could kill anybody. They could kill Glenn Beck. They could kill me. They could kill Rush Limbaugh. They could kill Matt Drudge. They could kill Michael Savage. Michael Savage has been in hiding for months, saying he's being followed and threatened, and hitmen are after him. It's true. Some of the people in his network think he's nuts. He's not nuts. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, but are you saying Rush Limbaugh's good? No. It's a power structure takeover. The New World Order doesn't want to share with the Republican wing of the theft machine. It's not hardcore enough. This is an internal battle. And there are people who genuinely don't like the New World Order. Matt Drudge has gone off the reservation, folks. He's talking about the TSA, the New World Order, breaking Bilderberg videos, linking to our video front page of the head of Google at it. They understand America's being destroyed. And so I'm telling you, those of us, everybody has to circle the wagons against this, because I have seen this. I told you they were looking at a purge. And days before he's killed, he says, I got stuff will bring down Obama. And now we learn he was going to release it yesterday. Let's play from the grave this video clip from CPAC. And he said the same thing in a bunch of other meetings a few weeks ago. Here's Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart, saying, I've got the goods on Obama, and now we've got more. We're going to cover it in a moment. Here it is.
And so what do we get now in Barack Obama? Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008. The videos are going to come out. The narrative is going to come out that Barack Obama met a bunch of silver ponytails back in the 1980s, like Bill and Bernadine Dorn, who, equally radical, said one day we're going to have the presidency, and the rest of us slept while they plotted and they plotted and they plotted, and they oversaw hundreds of millions of dollars in the Annenberg Challenge, and they had real money.
Okay.
Real capitalists.
Okay. Now we are learning the details, and it's up at Infowars.com. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. Obama's weather underground friends wanted communist dictatorship set up in America. He planned to release it yesterday. Release it now. I want to know why his associates are at Fox Nation and the rest of it. Breitbart Buddy will release Obama college tapes very soon. Within a week or two. Within a few weeks. And who does it show him with? A bunch of known convicted terrorists. People that bombed police stations. People that I mean, we're talking about real terrorists. I mean, here's Breitbart saying, I'm going to swift boat you. I'm coming after you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to release it March 1st. And we've got the quotes. Our article, by the way, is the sixth hottest Alexa search on the web. Five or six times we've had the number one story on the web. And Let's Drive is at number one. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. That's our newest article. But the one that's the sixth biggest story on the web right now, top linked at drudgereport.com. Breitbart, wait till they see what happens March 1st. You can go there and see where he said that. He's going to release it March 1st. He's dead. He was the boss of the place, and now it's not being released for a week or two, or it'll be out in the next few weeks. Those are the two quotes. Why? There's a bunch of national media's calling up, talking into waiting, or we'll have a big special. That's stalling. Or threats are going on. I don't know. Release it now. Don't release it. A couple weeks means they're in talks to edit it or talks to change it. You watch. And I think they're sophisticated enough to know other media wants to get it, pay for it, and then change it. It all needs to be released. If you're sitting on stuff about Obama, it needs to be released now. This is the reality. Breitbart, wait till they see what happens March 1st. Now, here's the biggest news, and I'm going to get one of my writers to do a story on this. Did Obama use NDAA to kill Breitbart? When the president demands the power to kill people, including in America secretly, just because someone wants that power is the evidence. It's like trying to hire a hitman. Well, that right there is a crime. It's a crime to try to say, I can secretly arrest people. He wants that piece of paper to go to special forces, to go to corporate hitmen, because this is all bureaucratic, and he didn't want to be blackmailed and say, okay, you've got authorization to kill people, and go kill Breitbart. His handlers do. See, they all want it legal. Well, you can't legalize torture or killing like that. But the point is, Obama has to be the prime suspect in any political death because he sought the power to kill U.S. citizens. And I know Breitbart, myself, Drudge, and others are on that enemy list that came out a year and a half ago. I am on the enemy list. This is not a joke. This is not a game. You understand that? I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Okay, again, it's all coming down to a head. There's all these official White House advisors and memos and even internal fundraiser notes saying, don't worry, there'll be a new Oklahoma City. We're going to blame it on our opposition. And who do they talk about in the opposition? Glenn Beck, Alex Jones. And Glenn Beck got so concerned, he came out and said, they're planning, the Democrats, a new Oklahoma City to blame me. Well, in those memos, I mentioned too, buddy. Again, this is way past being a talk show host, way past, being a big shot. That's not why I'm doing this. This is life and death now. And this is about not backing off. And they're going to gut our country if they win. Now, the footage that was going to be released was communist training meetings with Obama and top communists, all funded by big banks who want to get rid of freedom, about sending Americans to re-education camps and killing the rest. And I've been told by communists, we're going to kill you, and we're going to send you to re-education camps. And I've been told by others I'll be sent to a re-education camp, and if I don't re-educate, I'm dead. Communists killed a lot more than Hitler, folks. These are dangerous people. Now, here's Larry Grathwald, FBI agent. And this is in the video at Infowars.com right now, talking about the people, William Ayers and others, what they would discuss. And this is what they're setting up the FEMA camps for, everything. The schools are already re-education camps of a type. Here is part of that video. Get this out to everybody. Here it is. Again,
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which...
Now go back. Let's play the rest. Back it up.
...degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
All right. Well, that's from 1982 documentary at Infowars.com. We have the full interview there. And he was an FBI informant. FBI agents also recorded this. But this is where Obama was. He was in these meetings. And that's what Breitbart was going to release. And they're going to stage terror attacks, and they're going to blame it on us, and they're going to arrest us, and the police are going to follow their orders. And at that point, you know, you can't go to the camp. And I'm sorry for the moron police when you do follow your orders, but you now work for basically Stalin. And they've got you all ready for war. They told you the war is coming with the right-wing extremists, the Ron Paul conservatives, the libertarians. They've said we're going to be bombing you and attacking you. Now, the feds are going to bomb you to get you to then attack us, and then there'll be a real war. And you're going to get defeated, by the way. The globalist banker forces, we knew this was coming. We warned everybody. They're probably still going to go ahead with it all. And they're going to probably poison and kill a lot of the leadership that's going to fight them. But in the end, we will defeat you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.